Legislation has been introduced in federal parliament to ensure the permanent and independent status of the National Commissioner for First Nations Children. The move formalises the appointment last year of Sue Ann Hunter as the first full-time National Commissioner for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people. First Nations children are 27 times more likely to be in youth detention than their non-Indigenous peers, and 10 times more likely to be in out-of-home care. Social Services Minister Tanya Plibersek presented the bill to Parliament this morning, referring to findings from 70 advocacy groups made in 2019.
They described the levels of discrimination and disadvantage being faced by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children at the time as, and I quote, widespread, systemic and intergenerational. Sadly, these sobering assessments have continued, but so too has the tireless advocacy to change them.
The government is due to release its latest Closing the Gap report next week.